96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Man the Block. It's a massive safety initiative to keep D.C. school students safe as they travel to and from school. It's needed. This has been a year of violence for school-aged children in the district, and this movement has gotten the attention of D.C. officials at the highest levels of government. But what's next? Well, joining me with some answers are Dr. Marco Clark, principal and CEO of the Richard Wright Public Charter School. He's created the Man the Block Initiative, which, of course, kicked off today. And Sandra Navarra, she's been here before, a veteran school counselor here in the D.C. Metro. We also want to hear from you tonight, parents, members of the community, concerned citizens. What do you think about this program, this initiative, and what do you think can be done to help keep our children safe as they move back and forth to school and beyond, particularly during the summer? Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Clark and Ms. Navarra, thank you both for joining us again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Dr. Clark, let me start with you. What was the genesis of this program for those who are not familiar with what you really brought together today?
The genesis behind it was to make sure that we take care of our kids on the way home. You know, there's 10% of the students that are being highlighted every day on the news for doing negative stuff. The 90% of our kids are the ones who are aspiring for their goals and dreams, and we have to protect them. And so I realized I got tired of seeing kids being killed, beat up, robbed on the way home from school. And so we had to do something. Adding more police is not the answer. Having your own community push and make sure that we are doing those things that's necessary in our own community was the thing that was necessary.
You know, one of your former students was a victim of violent crime just earlier this year.
Absolutely. At the Deanwood Station, stabbed in the neck. And, I mean, a senseless act of violence. And 15 years old, young man had a great future and, you know, gone. Never graduate from high school, never get a diploma, never get a driver's license. And so somebody has to step up and do something.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Navarra, school is ending right now. Lots of things going on, some would argue, just under the surface. You've been out there for years making observations. What kinds of things are concerning you as we come to the end of school years, the school year concerning safety for these young people?
Yeah, I agree that at the end of every year with spring coming and the warmer weather, the kids, you know, their playful antics can take a violent turn, an aggressive turn. And I think that what's important for people to know from a counseling point of view is to take some proactive measures. As the principal said, most of the kids are not like this. And if we can promote leadership and becoming a leader in a positive manner, I think we can offset a lot of these violent episodes by getting the kids into some structured programs.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Man the Block, the initiative to help promote safety for school-aged children as they move to and from school during the course of the day. Of course, I have in studio Dr. Marco Clark. He's principal and CEO of the Richard Wright Public Charter School and the founder of the Man the Block Initiative, as well as a veteran counselor, Sandra Navarra. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Edward, calling from Northwest D.C. Thanks for calling, Edward. What's on your mind?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
People approach the problem with young blacks and when you started the program, you said about youngsters being safe going to school. Just going to school, can they be safe?
Mm-hmm.
We have an enormous problem in the entire nation with young black people, especially young black men. It's gotten to the point now, it seems like only just a little something will make them angry enough to take your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's so serious that people that believe that there is a way, another way for them to go and to turn to, they should start speaking out about it.
Well, I think, and let me say this, Edward, because I think that's one of the reasons why we have not only Dr. Clark here, but we also have Ms. Navarro here, for that very reason, that there is indeed another way to go. And I think you make an excellent point. Dr. Clark, talk to me about that, the point that Edward was just making.
I think today has shown the city that somebody has to talk about it. This is it's a major issue that we're dealing with. I think it's also we have to lend ourselves to talk that the parents are not, as a whole, not doing their job. They're not doing their job. You know, when Johnny was 2 and cursed, it was cool. But now Johnny's 15 and carries a gun and a knife. And now that's an issue that we're having to deal with systemically across the city. But nobody wanted to address the parent situation and not doing their job.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Navarro, your thoughts about where this is coming from and why this appears to be a growing problem, obviously not just in Washington, D.C., but this is happening across the nation.
Yeah, it's really shocking to me sometimes as a counselor to hear from even young kids what they're exposed to at home. And even not just the actual violence, but even the foul language, the seeing their parents partying, and as you know, it's been said before, the kids are kind of raising themselves nowadays, and I think that's part of the problem. There's too much unstructured time, and kids are taking matters upon themselves. And I think also kids feel like if they don't fight, they're going to be the one that's attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important for kids to get that message early, as our caller said, that doesn't have to be the way to go. You can be a leader in a positive manner. You can show others and yourself respect.
Dr. Clark, talk to me a little bit more about what happened today and the fact that you did have volunteers out there. And what were you hearing from the volunteers who have stepped forward to help participate, not only today, but are really looking down the road?
The volunteers we had across the city today were phenomenal, and one of the things they talked about was the fact that they never knew that they had a place in schools that they could work and young people would appreciate it, because what they see on the news every day is the negative side of everything. And so today we had hundreds of volunteers, particularly I know at my school we had a few hundred volunteers out there to support the kids as they were on their way home. And the reports I got all over the city is that it was a major outbreak of people that just poured their energy into supporting kids, because the community as a whole really wants to work. They want to make sure that the kids are safe and that they're getting home and that there's a positive feedback for them on the way home every day.
How did you get these hundreds of volunteers? I mean, you're one person. Obviously, you have a platform. You're not a Johnny come lately. You've been obviously active in this issue. But to have hundreds of people come out, some of them, I suspect, have no children. How did they do that? Did you do that?
We reached out to all civic organizations. We made sure that we were faith-based organizations, educational leaders. We were inclusive of everybody. We ensured that the business leaders had an opportunity to have a voice in this process. And I think we've been building this momentum since the beginning of the school year. And it's come to a point now where folks really see where they fit in, and it's working for us.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. George, calling from Northwest D.C. George, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I grew up in a home where my parents taught me love was the answer. I grew up learning that, yes, Jesus loved me. How do you know? Because the Bible tells you so. And I was taught that at a young age. I think we need to get back to that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, George. Thank you for your comment. Ms. Navarro, your thoughts about that, because I think it's really interesting that while those kinds of foundational things, those old school things, some could argue, as George did, they're very appropriate, but the world may be a little more complex, yes?
Yes, and I think that it's really important that the parents partner with the school and make sure that we're on the same plane with the messages that we're giving. If we tell the kids that violence isn't the answer, but they're getting a subtle message at home that you need to take matters into your own hand and not be a punk when someone comes after you, it's really hard for us to, you know, get our message across strongly. Now, we have things like student government, and we had a meeting today where kids from all over the district met about being good leaders and sending appropriate messages and volunteering in the community. But it's really important that that comes from the parents, that comes from both ends, and it sounds like the caller had a good background, and that's great. But what messages are the kids getting at home versus school?
Talk to me about that culture, Dr. Clark. Ms. Navarro spoke very candidly about not being a punk. The last time you were here on this program, we had a really fascinating young student who spoke about the culture. We need to go back to talk about that kind of situation and familiarize our listeners, particularly our adults who perhaps weren't even raised in that kind of culture.
Well, I think that is the mentality of the young people that they have now. I don't want to be a punk, and I have to show you that, you know, I have a reputation to protect. And that's something that we dealt with growing up, but it wasn't to this level of violence that the kids are exuding now. And so I think what happens is that when you recognize that things aren't working positively, they're not being raised appropriately, the school has to be a place of refuge. And inside of that school, we got to remember that we're going to have to teach leadership, proper etiquette, and world-class level of way to participate and to carry yourselves when you go out in the community in order for those things to be positive.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Alicia, there we go. Calling from Washington, D.C. Alicia, please go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes. I think the Metropolitan Police Force needs to be reconstructed, for number one.
Why do you say that?
Because I feel the Chief Kathy Lanier, whatever her name is.
The Chief Kathy Lanier, but go right ahead.
Yes. I don't think she's doing a good job as far as the police officers are concerned. Some of them are doing old things that they used to. It's time to reconstruct the police force.
But help me with this, Alicia. What does this have to do with the issue of keeping our children safe as they move back and forth to school, particularly when some of these crimes are perpetrated by other children?
I do understand that, sir, and I do have to agree with what the your people are saying that are on the radio. It has to start at home, but also it has to, you know, come from the police force as well. They have to be able to nurture the community, be models to the community. Just because you see a child running, he or she may be scared. Do that mean for you to shoot him?
Okay. Well,
do that
Alicia,
mean for you to shoot him, to kill him?
Well, thank you, Alicia. Thank you. Help me with that, because I want to make sure that we are clear. We're not talking about police as perpetrators of these incidents against young people. You're really talking with police officers as another part of the community.
I'm talking with them as another part of the community. You know, the old officer-friendly kind of thing. We need to get them as a part of the community so we will stop looking at the police as, you know, a monster. The reality is that many of the kids are, who are they afraid of? They're afraid of themselves. I mean, most of the folks that look just like them, the killings that happen and the shootings that have taken place today and over the weekend and in the last couple of weeks, they were perpetrated by folks that look just like them in the community where they live and where they are supposed to thrive.
I need to take a break, but I want our listeners to stay on the line. That includes, I believe that's Julie calling from White Marsh, Kurt calling from D.C., Ron calling from Maryland. Lines are open. If you can't get through, please keep trying to get through. I want to hear about some possible solutions from our listeners as well. How do we move forward, not just while school is open, but what happens during the summer as well? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.